as we had meeting with the children, I said, we are coming to the account of the creation. We are going to something else now after creation. We are in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 to 25. And I will read. Don't be surprised if your version of the NIV is slightly different from this one. This one is the modern version. They are trying to be political correct. But the Bible doesn't need that. So if there is any difference, don't worry. Continue with the one that you are looking at. I'll start from verse 4. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all things, all kinds of trees to grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic, resin, and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gishon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of the good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray together, please. Father, we want to thank you that you are a loving, caring God. You are a God who has and who is what you are. Father, no one can stop you from doing what you want to do. Father, as we heard from your word that we have just read, you gave authority to man to name your creation, to care for your creation. But Father, there is one thing that the man didn't listen to: eat from that tree. So Father, this morning, as you speak to us, open our inner ears as we hear the word. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We continue with the account of creation, but we are just about to finish. But that's not the end of the story. Creation goes on and on till Jesus comes. Someone might say, is that possible? Yes, it is possible. That's why even today you see plants, they are still growing. People are still being born. A lot of invention are being made. That's God's promise. Promises. There is going to be a lot of creation activities taking place through us because God has commanded us. Tony, may I have, thank you. That is my theme today. The only way is the tree of life. Maybe someone in here have never seen such a big tree before. Such trees are found in Africa. Maybe they might also be found in the Middle East because that tree prefers the hot climate. When I went, pardon?
Is that what's called an upside down tree?
Maybe. Yeah, that's the baobab tree. I think when I went to Africa, I brought some fruits from that tree. So that's the baobab tree. So that's my theme today. The only way is the tree of life. Some of you who are not familiar with my style of life or who have never heard my life story, I used to be a train driver, and even up to now I enjoy taking rides on trains. And recently I went on one of the fastest trains in the country. If you haven't been on it, please I advise you to go and enjoy it. When we were standing at the platform when this train was coming, because this one was an express one, we're going to catch the one following after that one. Oh boy, when it's going through the station, you think the world is coming to an end. The vibration and, but it doesn't last long, it just goes, it's gone. But I looked on the internet, they said, the only high-speed train is running from London St. Pancras International Station through Kent. I don't know whether that information is right, those who are familiar. So, yeah, that's the only one, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, but my point bringing the train issue here is not about you coming, going to go and catch the train. I'm not an advertising agent. But I want to bring something that I've just picked out about trains in this country, especially on the C2C that I'm quite familiar with. When you go to the station, when you're jumping on the train, they always provide a free newspaper. Have you noticed that? Or on the buses as well, there's a free newspaper that they give it to you. Those are the freebies, isn't it? Freebies. But have you noticed when people take that newspaper, they don't care for it. Others read it, and when they jump off the train, they throw it in the dustbin or they leave it on the seat where they were sitting or on the floor. But have you noticed when they buy the Sun or the Mirror or one of those, they're actually holding dearly to it. Is it because it's not a freebie or they've paid cash for it? I don't know. But they hold dearly to it. The freebie one, they don't care about it. Maybe it's human nature. Human nature seems not to care for freebies. Now, the first two people that we've read about, they actually indicated to us already that they don't like freebies. Because when God said, 1, 2, 3, let me show you. If that's going to come up. There were three trees in the garden. And God clearly indicated that 1, 2, 3 trees, the one on the middle, don't touch. The day you touch the middle tree, boy, you're gone. The other one is the tree of life. And the other one is the tree that provides food. They are at your liberty. You can have them. Maybe because they are freebies. Adam and Eve didn't touch those two. They went to the one that God was saying, don't touch. Because it's not a freebie. They are paying with their lives the disaster that came from that choice. up to this point, we are struggling with their mistake. The whole world is struggling with that mistake. This account of creation is actually brought something in my mind, that there are things that are indicating who God is and what God can do. One, the nature of God, as I've discovered, is a loving God, is a giving God, is a just God, and is a powerful God. That's God's nature. But from that little tree, God told them, you are going to find good and evil. So that became a human being's nature. Unfortunately, my color is telling me out. I was speaking this to Karen earlier on. I'll have to walk nearer you and look at my fist. Good and evil. Good and evil. Good and evil. That was our choice, but not particularly us. It was Adam and Eve. If these were hands of God, this could be good, good. God is good. There's no evil in God. That's the choice we regretted. We rejected. We went to this choice. Good and evil. God had clearly told us, the moment you touch that middle tree, you are gone. This one, he said, you can have it. Tree of fruit, for food. But we ignored it and chose that one. In my preparation, I've just discovered what scholars were saying. They said, that tree of life represents Jesus. The tree of life is Jesus. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 7b, it says this, to the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And then Revelation 22:40 also says this, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. For you to enjoy in the city, for you to go through, you need Jesus. I agree with the scholars when they said he is the tree of life. He is indeed. But for you to go into the city to enjoy what's in the city, because the Bible says this world will come to an end and God will make a new creation. There will be a new Jerusalem. But you need a qualification to go to the New Jerusalem. It's your choice. God gave Adam and Eve the choice. He didn't force them, because God is a God of justice. Because if he had said, do this, they might have ended up saying, oh, those are dictatorship ideas. We want freedom. But God gave them the choice, and they chose what they want, and they chose to eat the forbidden fruit. Living the tree of life, clearly told by God, the moment you eat from this tree, you will certainly die. As I'm preaching this morning, I want to say men should change their nature. Men should change their nature and take God's nature. God's nature is loving, giving, powerful, kind, and good. I remember the story when Jesus was talking to some people. One of his disciples said, no, it wasn't one of the people who heard Jesus speaking, said, Lord, you are good. Tell me, look between me and... This was about sharing something, I can't remember precisely, but Jesus said, who told you I am good? Only God is good. My point I'm trying to make there is this: if God is good, why are people ignoring what God is telling them to do? Why are we preferring to do the evil things instead of doing the good things? We might say Adam made a mistake and ate the tree that he was forbidden to by God. But what about us today? We are not even listening. We are privileged that we've got the Bible that guides us and we can read. But still, we ignore. God is saying, for you to come into the city, you need to come to the tree of life, who is Jesus, so that you can go in the city. So you need to change that human nature in you. The human nature that likes evil and good must go away from you. Before we blame Adam and Eve, listen to this. What if you have gone to IKEA to buy those flat pack, whatever it is, a wardrobe, a table, or whatever, they come in flat packs, right? But how many of us in here, they quickly jump, they rip the cardboard box and take out the panels, they start constructing. Somewhere halfway between the construction, something doesn't turn up. So, when things don't turn up now, that's when you think of going to the manual. I've done that. I remember when we were new, when we bought a flat panel wardrobe, I said to Jenny, no, you know, with my carpenter knowledge, I'll do this. I finished the whole construction. The door wouldn't line up. I struggled. I can't remember, was it Diana or Jenny? I said, what about looking in the manual? Then I opened the manual. Slight little thing, the door was in. So we are all like that. We quickly jump on the construction without even looking at the manual. What is God saying in his book? He's saying, those three trees, one and two you can have, but the middle one, don't go on it. Because the moment you go on the middle one, you end up with good and evil in you. But the other two, the other one is for food, but the other one is the tree of life. Amen. Tree of life is Jesus. If you accept Jesus as your savior, my brother, you are safe. You can now go to the city. The moment you accept the tree of life in your life, you are part of it. Yes? But before you go into there, think of what went through Jesus. He was petted, he was bruised, he was tortured, and he was nailed on a wooden cross. I was reading a story about when someone is nailed on the cross, they don't just die straight away. Someone said they even took about 2 days hanging on there. They die such a painful death. This is what Jesus went through. What are you thinking when you are hearing about his suffering? Even though they didn't give him, when he asked water for water, they gave him vinegar. You can't drink vinegar unless you have put it on fish and chips. But not to drink, to quench your thirst. Still, they wouldn't stop the voice box of Jesus to say at the end, Daddy, it is finished. But still today, you can't even go to that manual and hear what God said on that day. From the other two trees, you can enjoy. But this one, don't touch, my son. Don't touch, my daughter. In Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17, and God commanded the man, you are free to eat from the tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For then when you eat of it, you will surely die. My brothers and sisters, you don't need a manual for that one. It's clear. But if you can't remember that, go back to the manual and read that statement. The tree of good and evil. You don't need it in your life. You need the tree of food and life. Wow. 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 Going back to Revelation again, chapter 22, verse 2, it says this. Down the middle of the great street of the city, on one side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Jesus is the one who can heal all nations. all squabbles that we're having, even in families, in societies, in countries, if there's no Jesus, the chaos will continue. We need the tree of life. Forget about the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We need the tree of life. That is true, my brothers. Human nature misses the point always. All you need to know is from today on, there's only one thing you need. You need the tree of life. And Jesus Christ, he goes on to say in John 6, verse 55, he says this: whoever eats my flesh and drinks blood, my blood remains in me and he in him. Didn't God say, you can eat from the tree of life, which provides fruit? You can also eat the fruit, which is the food. Here Jesus is saying, we should eat him and drink his blood. So, that's the only thing that we need to do. That's not rocket science. We must actually get rid of human nature and have the nature of God. The nature of God is good. The nature of God helps us to live in harmony with one another. The nature of God helps us to love one another. The nature of God helps us to forgive one another. The nature of God helps us to care for the community and even the creation that God entrusted us in our hands. But it pains my heart. It's not what I see around where I live. It's not what I see when I go around. I see the opposite. We all need to go back to the manual and hear what God says. The tree of life represents Jesus Christ. Through the tree of life, all the blessings of salvation are rested in him. The leaves in that tree are for healing of all nations. That means reconciliation is there as well. Peace, kindness, you name it, they are all found in there. And when Jesus is in you and you in Jesus, nothing shall pluck us from his presence. For us to serve God and to care for one another. In finishing, it is my pleasure that God is actually acknowledged that I am able to take care of his creation. He said, take care of this creation. He has given me the authority to name the animals, to name the plants. He is creation, but he said, you can name them. Isn't that authority? Isn't God caring? So you are saying, no, I don't want that, God. I prefer good and evil in me. Why can't you prefer good only and forget about the evil? So put this hand down with the letters evil on it and remain with good. I know it's difficult because human nature is in us. We can pray for it and be changed people. We can ask God through the Holy Spirit to enable us, because on our own, because of the human nature that we have inherited from our forefather Adam and Eve, we find it difficult. We always want to jump to open that flat pack to construct without looking at the manual. As from today on, please open the flat pack and read the manual first. Read the manual first. I want to go back again as I finish to the issue of choices. I've been to my services, some services sometime. It's either the people are discussing about the service. It's either one, the preacher took too long to preach. Two, his service was too short. Three, I didn't even get what he was trying to tell us. My brother, my sister, you've got a manual book. If you can read and write, you are blessed. You can read and understand what God wants. This is why sometimes we encourage one another. Let's come for Bible study so that we can understand what is the manual book saying. I'm not advertising for the Bible study, but in other words, I am. But what I'm saying is, let's read our Bibles Last week, someone sent me a text on my phone. He said the preacher visited a couple at their house. He was served tea, and after drinking tea, he took the spoon that he was using for putting sugar and put it in the Bible and left. So you know what mothers are like, or women, they are so particular about their cutlery. The spoon was missing. So the woman was saying, "Oh, my husband, where is my spoon? I can't find my spoon." Now I think the pastor took it to his house. So it took 12 months before the pastor returned to this couple. So on that day when he returned to their house, they said the tea again. And then that's when the woman had the courage to ask about the spoon. And then the pastor said, "No, I didn't take it with me. I left it in your Bible." For 12 months the spoon was in the Bible. The woman never opened her Bible. If she had opened it, she was going to see the what? The spoon. So you need your manual book for your day-to-day living. God said you are free to eat from any of the other two trees, but you mustn't touch the one on the middle. Make your choice, my brother. The only way is the tree of life. Which way are you choosing today? Choose the tree of life, who is Jesus. Apostle Paul wrote this in Romans 7:25. "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from the body of death? Only God, through Christ, can rescue you from this body that you are carrying around. You're actually carrying a dead body. Because this body is going to die. That's why our years on this earth are limited. Because that's the promise of God. Your life in this body is short. But the one that you get after taking on Jesus, the tree of life, you live forever." That's why I always say to my friend, when this earthly life is finished, you go to sleep. And when Jesus comes, he will resurrect you to everlasting life. That is, if you have obeyed, if you have touched the tree of knowledge of good and evil, my friend, you need to change your mind. "What a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Only Jesus, the tree of life." Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you. We want to give you honor and praise. We lift our hands up to surrender to you, because you are a powerful God. No one can stop you from doing what you want. But Father, we want to thank you for giving us a choice to choose what we want. Father, as from today on, I want to choose the tree of life, who is Jesus. I want to be in that city, the new city that you are going to create. But for the time being, Lord, let me accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'll be saved. Thank you, Father, for giving your Son to us. Right now, we've got a choice to make. The choice is ours. You're not forcing us, Father, but you've given us the choice. Thank you, Lord, in your Son's name. Amen.